Fashion Consort News Bites is a unique, short-form podcast that features insights and perspectives on breaking news and current issues, all focused on the multifaceted business that is fashion. News Bites is produced by Fashion Consort and distributed in partnership with Fashion United, your trusted global network for fashion news, business intelligence, and jobs. Visit fashionunited.com for more information. And now, your host, Joshua Williams.
In this episode, Fashion Design Goes Virtual, we discuss the acceleration towards virtual 3D design in the fashion industry, driven by the pandemic, but providing long-term benefits.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Almost overnight, fashion design companies and fashion design students were forced to move to a mostly remote work environment and away from the studio and tools of their trade. For many designers, this meant shifting their practice into a more virtual space using emergent technologies such as Clo 3D. It's an expensive process and takes expertise that is largely non-existent in the current workforce. However, for companies and schools that were already implementing 3D design into their workflow, the switch came more easily, according to Soojin King, a fashion designer and faculty member at Parsons School of Design.
I had the privilege to teach the first Clo 3D trial class at Parsons. And so when the pandemic hit, we did not have any significant difficulties switching from offline to online.
She describes the remote teaching and learning process.
I was able to do live demonstrations via Clo 3D software by sharing my screen on Zoom. I could then remote control a student's screen and give them technical support right away. Even remotely, my students were still able to make 3D garments in the digital space, expressing their designs and outcomes beautifully, and with very few problems.
When Parsons decided to go fully online for the fall, Clo 3D was adopted into all third-level courses, with the support and enthusiasm of students who recognized this skill as an important one in their toolkit.
I am very excited for our current Parsons students who will obtain 3D design knowledge and experiences before they graduate.
Soojin notes that the industry has reached a tipping point. The need for 3D design experience and skills will not just be helpful on a resume, it will become a mandatory skill set, especially as businesses understand its benefits.
When it comes to the workplace, 3D design opens up more possibilities. Everything from the design process, production cycles, communications in overseas and internal meetings. And it's a chance to save resources and reduce the textile waste.
She continues.
In a 3D environment, the designer can create 3D shapes in real time by creating 2D patterns and digital sewing in digital space. You can check the fit, silhouette, and materials by simulating them on a 3D avatar.
And yes, in a 3D design environment, designers lack the ability to touch, feel, and drape fabrics. But she emphasizes,
the transformation from 2D to 3D in real time is a genuinely fascinating and powerful tool, especially for designers who have a strong textile background. It will save companies so much time when it comes to decision-making and proto-making, as well as save resources such as sample yardages.
Sujin recommends that working designers and students alike take the time to learn 3D design. She says it's not necessary to know other software, although having garment construction knowledge is fundamental, and knowing Photoshop and Illustrator is helpful.
There are many tutorial videos out there, including those on my own company's website, wearable3d.com. Also navigate the 3D digital market for OBJ files and avatars. And finally, network with other 3D designers in order to learn from each other. This is so helpful.
While the immediate need for virtual 3D design is being primarily driven by business concerns around remote work and learning during the pandemic, Sujin points out there are long-term benefits for companies if they begin the transition now rather than later.
Adopting 3D virtual design is a very effective, powerful, and sustainable way of working for the future of fashion and product design industries.
Thank you for listening to this episode of News Bites in partnership with Fashion United, produced by Fashion Consort and hosted by Joshua Williams. Visit fcnewsbites.com for more information. And if you'd like to share a story or participate in News Bites, please use the contact link provided or reach out on Instagram at Fashion Consort Agency. Thank you to our guests, to Phil, aka Corinne, for their voiceover work, and Spencer Powell for our theme music.